Promotions have become such a critical element when you look at what's going on in bass fishing. And, you know, the professional bass fishermen, they've got boat shows and everything else that they're doing. But at the weekend warrior level, you know, Mike Bailey is probably one of the premier guys out there that's really working hard for his sponsors and stuff. And, Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, you know, the weekend warriors sometimes don't get the credit they deserve. You know, when we look at who buys product, you know, it's not necessarily the pros, but it's the guys that are out there hammering every weekend. And, you know, one of the things that I found out as I look across the country, and, you know, as an angler myself, you see guys that are so actively involved with their advertising sponsors or doing promotions, that kind of stuff. But you've really tried to ratchet that up a little bit.
Yeah, I've worked hard over the years trying to get my sponsors more credibility out at a lot of these shows. And there's a lot of guys like me that are doing that.
Well, you look at now, like Lucky Craft is a great example. They have a great regional team, and, you know, they've got some of the best products out there. And you look at what you do for them, you kind of manage that regional team for them.
Yeah, I've been with Lucky Craft since 1995, and I've more or less been asked to oversee the regional pro staff for them and coordinate a lot of events for them. So I get my guys as much hands-on experience at a lot of these local shows as I can.
Well, it's nice when you've got a product like Lucky Craft has, and, you know, you're able to go out there and get these regional guys excited about catching fish on some of those baits. But, you know, it's also a lot of work, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of work. It's, you know, you figure most guys got regular full-time jobs, so when they take time out of their schedule to go do stuff like this, it's tough on a lot of them, and a lot of them can't do it.
And so you got to be kind of picky when you get those guys that are involved. You want them out there promoting. You want them to talk about the products, and not just the ones that are catching fish on the pro tours, but maybe some of the other baits that have just come out.
True, very true.
When you look at now, Mike, you've been doing this, as you said, for quite a while, and as you look at what's going on with the Army and the Weekend Warrior stuff, I mean, all these great trails across the country, and now, you know, you're fishing BFL and you're fishing the Weekend Series for bass and a lot of other different trails. You know, you're able to take that promotional step to say, hey, look, here's the value I bring, don't you?
That's true also, Terry. You'd be surprised at some of these BFL events and the new Weekend Series guys get up there on stage showing their sponsors' logos. A lot of people pay attention to stuff like that.
Well, in particular, if you have success, you know, you've had great success over the years, and not only as a promoter, but as a tournament angler, you've been out there, you know, hitting the trails real, real hard and had some victories under your belt, and people listen to people who have those kind of credentials.
Very true. I've been fortunate. I've fished really well at the local level. Just wish I had a little bit more time I could compete on the national level.
Well, what's the aspirations? I mean, you're a guy that's been out there. You've been so actively involved in the sport. What are some of the aspirations you have as a weekend warrior to maybe take that next step? Do you have any of those?
Well, sure. I think everybody that fishes competitively in bass fishing wants to fish any of the tours. But the bottom line is probably money. And the second most important thing is actual time. And unfortunately, I have not been blessed with either one of the two, so it's not an option for me at this time.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and people, I guess, don't understand, you know, an average pro probably drives about 50,000 miles a day, and I mean, a year, and that doesn't really include, you know, the airtime that you have, you know, going to promotional events, to be able to help your sponsors, to go look at product, to do all those kind of things. So it really has to almost be a full-time job, doesn't it?
It sure would be. I know for some of the professional guys I deal with, they're gone 200-something days a year, struggling to get to locations. They got to be in three different locations in one day. So yeah, it's a rough job.
Well, I always ask them who mows their grass. You know, we here in the central part of the country, you know, when it really gets to be springtime, we're mowing our grass two or three times a week. And I'm thinking, hey, if you're gone 200 days, who's mowing the grass there?
I'm sure they've got that took care of.
Well, you got to hope so. You know, Harold Allen, you know, the consummate pro, he told me one time. He said he just puts Roundup on his yard just before he leaves, and then when he comes back, you know, he worries about getting grass going again.
I think that's when they rely on their wives and family a little bit while they're gone.
You know, and that's probably true. You know, the pros really probably don't get the credit they deserve from the family aspect. You know, the wives, how integral they are and that kind of thing. But the weekend guys have that same thing. Your wife's got to be very supportive of you.
My wife is very supportive of me. I think she's like anybody else, any other fisherman's wife. I'm sure they complain every once in a while, but they want the best. And I know my wife wants me to do the best I can. So she's pretty lenient. She helps me when she can.
Well, you know, you talked about BFL, you talked about the weekend series, but I'm sure there's Wildcats and everything else that you're fishing. But, I mean, just give me an idea how much time you spend on the water.
Between the two trails I'll fish this year and probably another 10 or 15 open or Wildcat tournaments, I'll probably fish roughly 25 to 30 tournaments this year.
So you start thinking that's a lot of time on the water. That's a lot of time out there. You also got to pre-fish for each of those events, I'm sure.
Exactly. Tournament time alone, you're looking at probably half of the year. That's quite a bit.
Boy, it really is, you know, and I think a lot of times maybe people don't look back and, you know, they think of a guy that maybe he goes fishing once a month with his family or whatever, but in reality, a lot of the guys like you are out there probably pushing it just about as hard, maybe not traveling quite as far, but you're probably pushing just as hard as the pros are a lot of times.
True. I definitely don't travel the mileage that the guys do on the national level, but as far as fishing time, I probably put as much in, or if not more, than a lot of guys do also.
Well, let's talk about goals a little bit. You know, as an angler, we kind of talked a little bit about maybe making a tour someday, but in reality, you've got probably some regional goals that you're looking at. What are some of those?
One of my goals last year was to qualify for the EverStar, and I was very fortunate. I did qualify for the EverStar in 2005. My only problem with that was the tour schedule conflicted so much with my regular work schedule, I couldn't compete on that level, so... I'm not going to go fish one tournament. I want to fish them all. So I'm hoping to qualify for the EverStar again next year.
And see how that tournament comes out. Now, what about the All-American? How important is that to you?
That would be nice also. It's a little bit harder to make it that far, but I'm striving for that every year I fish the Walmart BFL.
Well, you know, there's something else that I want to bring up here. You know, this is Bass Fan Army Radio, and we're going to have a thing called the Weekend Warrior Championship. Skeeter's the title sponsor for that. And if you fish well enough in the local level, you can, you know, have a chance to fish for 100,000 plus. And you fish the regular trails, you fish there in the country and sign up as an Army member. And the next thing you know, guess what happens? You get a chance not only to maybe make the All-American, but you get another tournament on top of that. So that would be good for a lot of guys as well, I would think.
Oh, yeah, that's an added incentive for a lot of guys. That's a great idea, and I think you guys will have good success with that.
Well, we're working very hard at it. You know, one of the things that we do is we think that the weekend guys need the publicity. They need to have that, you know, ability to be able to showcase what they do like Mike Bailey does, you know, work so hard at the sport and be able to be recognized for that. So we're hoping to be able to do some of that as well. And then on top of that, of course, the Top Gun, we're going to have that this year, and that's going to be the same week as the Weekend Warrior Series. So you'll have the top 25 guys off the State Farm rankings vying out for a world champion and also a world non-tour pro champion all in the same week. Ought to be fun.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan for this year.
Well, Mike, you know, you look back over the years, and, you know, you have been doing this a long time. You feel like, you know, you could give maybe somebody a tip about what are some of the things that you would give a guy that's trying to start out in this business? What would be some of the tips for sponsorship and some of those things you could give us?
Well, it took me the longest time to get my very first sponsor, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of lucked up into it. I had a chance to work some shows and stuff for my first sponsor, and eventually the other ones will come. It took probably 3 or 4 years after my first sponsor to get another one, and working a lot of these shows, I get to meet a lot of people, so my other sponsors have come pretty regular, and I just don't align myself with any product or any company. It's stuff I believe in and stuff that I use. So.
Well, that's the best salesmanship you can put on it. You know, if you use the product and you've got the confidence in the product, it makes it a lot easier to sell the product too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. If you have the confidence in it, you have no problem describing and telling other people about the product.
Well, that's one of the things
I
think that's one of the things in our sport maybe sometimes is lacking. You know, you got a sponsor, and whether you caught the fish on that product or not, you may mention it. You know, you say, well, I caught them on this, and in reality, you know, that's not really a good thing to do because it gives people false expectations, and that's one of the things I can guarantee you Mike Bailey doesn't do.
That's a fact.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio, and we look forward to see the success you'll have this year, and I'll see you at the boat shows again this year.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Terry, and I appreciate you and Bass Fan having me.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.